verse 15. It says here, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. And by the way, there are some people very naive. The average viewpoint of a Christian by the world is that he's a person who has a low IQ, that he's naive, and he believes everything that's said to him. Now, a real child of God, and there are only one kind of children of God, and they're the real ones, he's not simple in that sense. He doesn't believe every word. Have you ever noticed that the apostles were constantly questioning the Lord? This man, we call him Doubting Thomas, was constantly raising questions. And Simon Peter was, always raising, "Why cannot I follow thee now? Lay down my life for thy sake." And that man Philip, so quiet, and yet he'd say, "Show us the Father, and that's all we need." And then Judas, not Iscariot, he's bad enough, but the other Judas wasn't too good. He says, "How is it you're showing these things to us and not unto the world?" These fellas are always raising questions. And if you're a real child of God, you're not going to be gullible. You're not going to swallow everything. Faith is not a leap in the dark. Faith is not betting your life on something. Faith is not what the little girl said. She said, "Faith is believing what you know ain't so." My friend, faith rests upon a solid foundation, and God says if it's not a solid foundation, don't believe it. And the simple, they believe with every word. But the man that's prudent, man that's wise, he's going to test it. And the Lord says, "Taste of the Lord and see if he's good." Then we're told here, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. A wise man now, he feareth. Who does he fear? Well, the fear of the Lord, and that's very important. The thing that we need to recognize here, and it's very important to see, is this, and I probably should read several verses here. "He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before the good, and the lawless at the gate of the righteous." The simple here, they have amazing incredulity. They will believe anything if certain ones say it. Someone says that some people believe anything if it's whispered to them, and that is true. And they will accept some of the most absurd things. I'm amazed how some people are taken in. And I'd like to just make this statement here right now. It is not what this preacher says that's important. It's what the Word of God says. And I would say to you, I'm not the Oracle of Delphi, and I do not speak ex cathedra. I don't want to assume that at all. I'm not a know-it-all. You test what I say by the Word of God and see whether this is the thing that the Word of God teaches. Don't be taken in, my friend. There's a lot of sweet-sounding speech going on today, both in the church, out of the church, on the radio, and out of the radio. But, my friend, you just don't believe everything you hear. That's very good advice I think I'm giving.